is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. That's good news.
Well, well, well. That's great news. That's the best news. He's the best candidate out there. He's the guy I would want the most.
I agree. Does everybody agree with that? 617-779-7937. Ben Johnson, greater than everyone on the board, greater than Vrabel. I agree. You agree. But you all out there agree.
No. I know that they don't, because I was even seeing it on Twitter yesterday. We've seen it in the Twitch chat today, some of the text lines in. I think people are a little gun-shy of a first-year head coach because of how bad Gerard Mayo was as a first-year head coach. I would just say there are noticeable differences between the two. Noticeable, notable, both. That he's a coordinator, at least. Gerard Mayo was never a coordinator. And people kind of brushed past that a little bit. Then he took over, and you're like, man, this guy was really only in charge of inside linebackers, and now all of a sudden he's in charge of the entire thing?
And he ran a few meetings during the week. He never called plays.
Nope. So, like, he didn't have, like, one thing to really hang his hat on as a great skill set, whereas Ben Johnson has been – he's still young, right? He's, I think, 38 or whatever. He's right around the same age as Mayo. But this is his third year as being full-on offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. And everyone's like, oh, he's got great players. He's got great players. Well, he wasn't the OC Dan Campbell's first year, where they went 3-13. They had Jared Goff. They had Amon-Ra St. Brown. They had some of the other guys that were on the O-line. They were the 25th offense. Ben Johnson takes over the next year, where they have Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and a lot of the same guys. Fifth-ranked offense. This year, best offense.
It was a slow start, but meaning his first year in Detroit, but they righted that ship by the end of the year. They were awesome a year ago. Now they, I believe, for the first time in franchise history, are the one seed in the NFC, and they won 15 games.
And you're right. Like, I'm not going to ignore the fact that, you know, Sonic and Knuckles are great, and Sonic was a first-round pick. And what did we say the other week? Four-fifths of their offensive linemen, I believe, are first-round picks. We might have been talking about that off the air, actually, but it was...
Sorry, say it again. I was just reading
some news.
Their
offensive line, 4 out of 5 are first-round picks.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like, they have studs. I get it. And so if he comes here, he doesn't have all that. But to put Drake May in the hands of Ben Johnson and to match him up with a guy who you don't have to be afraid of losing. That's the problem when you have, like, a really good offensive coordinator and he's matched up with the quarterback. Well, all of a sudden he becomes the head coaching candidate and he's gone.
Right. You don't have to worry about McVay. Well, I mean, I guess McVay has talked about retirement.
Well,
but you don't have to worry about him leaving.
No, you put him in place and he's your guy.
He's doing everything.
So I think he is the best. There's nobody that is 100% a guarantee lock, right? Like, he's never been a head coach before. Maybe it does overwhelm him, but I'll take my chances.
So Tom Pelissero says Ben Johnson has not just been requested to interview. He is going to interview with the Patriots, and he's intrigued.
Basically, Pats and Bears. Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, Drake May. So it maybe shouldn't come as a surprise.
That is great news, because I kind of thought this was going to be a sham. Maybe it still is. And Vrabel was in the Patriots' back pocket. They have to go through the interview process. But it sounds like from Ben Johnson's level, there's interest.
This
and
is
guess
exciting.
What?
This
guess
is
what?
Exciting.
You go into it. We said this earlier, Keith. This is what we talked about earlier. You go into it thinking you're going to hire Vrabel because you have a connection and you like him. And that's your plan. But you're forced to go through a process now. Unlike last year, where Gerard Mayo had it in writing, he was going to get the job. You go and you meet with Ben Johnson. Number one, he really likes Drake May. He has a vision that he can sell you on for the organization. And maybe you start to talk yourself into it. So that's how you need it to play out. Because I think they're absolutely going into it thinking Vrabel's their guy.
I'll do you one better. If you get Ben Johnson, who's to say you can't get somebody from the Detroit front office?
100%.
Nobody's drafted better than Detroit over the last 5 years.
I brought up the name a few weeks back, Ray Agnew, former Patriot. He's the assistant GM in Detroit, but pick who you want. John Dorsey.
Any of those guys.
Pick anybody from their front office. They know what they're doing. So, right.
Like, what a coup.
I would much rather attach myself to Ben Johnson and Detroit front office guy X, Ray Agnew, versus Mike Vrabel and Mike Borgonzi, who's also come from an organization that drafts very well with the Chiefs. And Vrabel needs an offensive coordinator. It can't be Brian Daboll, who is back with the Giants. One bit of news when you were talking about the Lions offensive line, I was reading this.
Yeah.
Ryan Grubb, after 1 year, out with the Seahawks as an offensive coordinator.
So they went Shane Waldron. Everybody's happy that he was gone. They brought in Grubb. So offensive coordinators have been dropping like flies.
They are getting fired.
Speaking of, also, if you want to add this to a potential positive for Ben Johnson, if you don't want too many voices in Drake May's ear, you could retain Alex Van Pelt.
Hey, Alex.
And have him do Ben Johnson stuff.
Alex,
and Ben's calling plays, but you're here basically being a high-level quarterback coach.
Same salary.
Yeah.
You're still the offensive coordinator, but you're effectively a quarterback's coach in name because, Ben Johnson's going to come in and call the plays. I think that would be a great situation. Ben Johnson calling plays and Van Pelt working with these young quarterbacks.
I said there's no perfect candidate. I'm wrong. Ben Johnson, perfect candidate.
So, wow. Tom Pelissero says there's interest there and he will take a meeting. Good. That's all good. Let me recap a few other items here that have come out today. Obviously, Burt Breer reported earlier that Ben Johnson has been requested for an interview with the Patriots. As you just heard there, he will take it. Giardi says, I've talked with a half dozen league execs today. They all believe Mike Vrabel will be the Patriots' next head coach.
Yeah.
Not surprising. I will just point out, most in the league until this week expected Mayo to be back.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're just working behind a little bit on the news. But that's what I think we mostly assume. If I had to wager, it's still going to be Vrabel. Giardi's heard it from six different, half dozen personnel people out there. Breer also had this on the front office. As I've heard it, the Patriots are planning on aren't planning on hiring a search firm to conduct their process. A lot of teams do this, especially in college, but NFL teams do it as well. Search firm, they bring you a bunch of names, then you interview them, blah, blah, blah. They won't do that. It's going to be Robert and Jonathan running point with potential for a few others to be involved.
Who's that?
Robin Glazer?
If Elliot Wolf is still here, shouldn't he be involved in the head coach hiring?
Well,
not that you and I think he should be here, but if he is, isn't that part of the job?
Unfortunately, it sounds like Elliot Wolf is still going to be here, and my answer is yes. If Elliot Wolf is here, he should be part of it. They're diving right in this week.
Wow.
Breer also notes Vrabel is a leading candidate, of course. Curran said it's way premature, and Curran's got a direct line there to people high up in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's way premature, way, way, way premature, to assume that Vrabel's a done deal.
Maybe he's right. Maybe Ben Johnson thing is legit.
He also said, I anticipate personnel department getting more time to right the ship and fix the roster.
Yeah, I love that. But
Phil Perry wrote about that today, his colleague at NBC Sports Boston. New system for Elliot Wolf. Kraft likes the system or doesn't want to go away from it after 1 year. So that's working in his favor. Never mind that weasel throwing Mayo under the bus for no development and all the holes on the roster and everything else.
Yeah, on his way out the door.
Then this just happened in the locker room. And tell me if I'm missing anything else, guys. Players are speaking now. Robert Kraft's going to speak at 1 o'clock. You're going to hear it live on Jones and Keefe on WEEI, so go nowhere. Good friend of the show, Dietrich Wise.
Yeah, that's great.
Said the players had a meeting this morning with the front office where they talked about the decision to move on from Jerod Mayo. So that I'm assuming that's Wolf. So if Wolf is talking about the decision to move on from Mayo, it shockingly sounds like he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yikes.
I think Robert Kraft also addressed the players, according to Mike Reese.
Oh, he did? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Robert Kraft addressed the players in a brief meeting. So maybe it was just him. Maybe it was some combination of some of the others. I mean,
I did not see this. Yeah, Robert Kraft addressed the players in a brief meeting late this morning. Players are now picking up their belongings in the locker room saying goodbyes. Okay.
And Wise also made a comment about how he wishes he could have said goodbye. He said he didn't get a chance to see him. Happened so fast.
Well,
that is true.
It did. It was very quick.
You blink and you miss it.
We gave you like 10 different chances to talk about Jerod Mayo. It should have been on your radar every time you came on with Jones and Keefe when we were asking about Mayo and his job security and everything else.
He had to put out the fire of him telling the fans not to boo.
It's true.
So he's a little sidetracked.
He had a lot on his plate. That's true. So it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to your phone calls here in a moment. WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. That's our coverage all January long here on WEEI as teams, not the Patriots, vie for a Super Bowl here. Hopefully they can get back to
14 teams still alive.
Hopefully they can get back to competing for those soon. And this decision is part and parcel to it. Let's get some phone calls here. John is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call before the interview with Kraft. Robert Kraft has single-handedly destroyed this franchise from the ground up. In 2020, he didn't give Brady what he wanted, and he signed Jerod Mayo to be the next head coach. In 2022, he let Belichick hire Judge and Patricia to be the offensive coordinators. In 2023, he let go Bill Belichick. In 2024, he hired Mayo and then allowed him to coach and not get the first overall pick. Thank you.
Yeah, so you know
all right.
I don't disagree with much there.
Good bullet points.
The one thing I would give John, I think the Krafts are a massive problem, and I don't get why people talk about John Henry so different than Robert Kraft. I don't get that. I think they are 3A and 3B in this town. Best ownership is the Celtics by default, although we don't know who that even is. Jeremy Jacobs somehow has surged ahead of these two.
Yep, just and being quiet, keeping his head in the sand.
They're both running clown shows. And so the one thing I'll say about Robert Kraft is he's admitted the mistake that he had to admit, and he fired Mayo. So for the first time in about 5 years, I go, all right, maybe? maybe he gets it and maybe they're going to right the ship. Maybe. Because I didn't even think he'd go through with this.
True.
If they hire Vrabel,
yeah,
I'm going to be disheartened because it's basically the same thing all over again. If they really went outside the box and hired Ben Johnson, I would feel real good about where they're going and that the Crafts are finally really taking their football team back over. I would start to feel real good about it. Firing Mayo's a start. Hiring Vrabel would make me think we're kind of right back in the same spot.
If Ben Johnson goes to Chicago because he prefers the Chicago job, like that's when we're like, all right, then you got to find somebody else.
And yeah,
then
I still wouldn't hire Vrabel.
You wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, I guess
they I think will.
They would. As an aside, you see who the Jets have interviewed so far?
I just saw this.
Everybody under the sun.
I have to find. I know we're talking about past, but this is kind of funny.
They are not. They are not talking to Ben Johnson, which more accurately, Ben Johnson probably just has no interest in talking to them.
This is the Jets. So, yeah, right. So, also of note, they're not talking to Ben Johnson.
No, but
they know will just say no thanks.
They're talking to plenty of people, though.
So, they're one of five head coach openings in the NFL. The Jets are one of them. And according to Schefter, this is the list so far.
Yep.
So, meaning it's probably not even done.
Implying more names to come, yeah.
Mike Vrabel, Ron Rivera, Rex Ryan, Brian Flores, Josh McCown, Joe Brady, Matt Nagy, Arthur Smith, Brian Greasy, Aaron Glenn, Vance Joseph, Bobby Slowick. That's insane.
I like
you got to talk to all these people?
Yeah.
And then, you know, my favorite thing always,
can I just,
finished an interview. It took 20 hours.
I have no problem with the amount of people they're talking to. I have a problem with some of the specific names on the list.
The candidates are insane.
I actually think, I applaud the Jets for talking to like 15 people.
That's a lot of people.
That's what the Patriots should have done with Jerod Mayo last year. So I applaud the volume. Like, talk to a bunch of guys. You need to talk to Josh McCown at one end.
What are you talking to Rex Ryan about?
I don't hate the Rex idea, but like Ron Rivera. I really like Bobby Slowick. Yeah. At least I did before I watched his offense
this year.
Thank you. Another good one.
The time of his life. I'm not bringing that guy in.
I'm going to nitpick some of the names, but what's better, talking to 15 guys or talking to nobody?
I mean, I guess I don't have to do the interviews, so probably 15.
15.
Yeah.
For sure, I think. How about this guy's been waiting a long time, Stephen in Rochester. Go ahead.
Hello. Afternoon, fellas. So my thoughts on Joe Milton, he should have started the entire season based on what I've seen yesterday. I think we would have went farther and probably made the playoffs.
Maybe.
Not the championship game, but maybe the playoffs at least.
Maybe the playoffs.
I mean, not all the way to the championship. We don't get
crazy. What are we doing?
Yeah. No, I think he kept it
reasonable.
If
you started Joe Milton all year, would they have been in the playoffs?
I'm going to say no.
No.
Okay. I'm going to say no. And I was as bullish on them at the beginning of the year as anyone.
Would they need six more wins, I think?
Let me say two things about Joe Milton.
For an arm.
In retrospect.
Yeah.
You're not going to start Drake May week one. Who should have started, Brissett or Joe Milton?
Obviously,
week
Joe
one?
Milton.
I mean, I kind of think that
Brissett
now, too.
Shouldn't have been on the team.
Okay. I kind of think that now, too.
Yeah.
Number two.
He started way too many games, Jacoby Brissett did.
Let's all just acknowledge yesterday, and you can say it's out of Drake May's control, and we can all debate how much on the scale it works against Drake May. Yesterday was a bad day all around for Drake May. I think it looks a little soft that he played a series and went out.
I don't blame him for that.
No, I just said, you don't have to blame him. I think it looks a little soft. I think Joe Milton winning a game is another quarterback who's won a game. He won as many this year as Drake May gets credit for three wins. Drake May really won one game, the Chicago game.
Oh, that's right. His record looks a lot different.
He gets credit for yesterday.
Yeah, just like Josh Allen takes the L.
Correct. So that's another win for another quarterback that wasn't him. And on top of it, Milton just kind of looked good. So now you got to deal with the whole Michael Bishop effect or the Jimmy Garoppolo effect of the backup coming in and looking good. You're going to have to deal with that now. It was not an ideal day for Drake May.
You know,
we can debate how bad it was, but it was not an ideal day. What did he say?
Nick said in my ear, which we probably have to give it to him.
What?
Joe Milton, Haas of the week.
Joe Milton, Haas of the week.
Haas of the week. Got to give it to him.
Congratulations.
Better Haas? Can't find one.
No.
Joe Milton.
That guy is a Haas.
Doing backflips. Can you imagine? Seriously, I think about this like every time I see him do that. If you attempted a backflip,
I would break my neck.
You would die.
Would I even get to my neck? I'm not even sure I would get to my neck.
Yeah, maybe you'd hurt something else.
Yeah.
But you'd probably pull two or three muscles.
Easy.
I think you'd be in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
You try to do like a standing backflip.
Have you ever hit hurt after pressing lights at level 99?
That's true. You did hit lights and you got hurt.
My hands still do kind of hurt. I'm not going to lie.
No, but the fact that like
it's a long-term injury.
He's a human being. I'm a human being.
Right.
He can do a backflip with football equipment on.
Mm-hmm.
And like the sheer thought of that makes me feel like I'm going to pull something.
Have you ever attempted a backflip off a diving board or a trampoline or anything like that?
Off a diving board.
Have you?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Not great.
Yeah, I don't even think I could. That's what I'm saying.
But at least it was in the pool. I can do like a front flip into a pool.
Yeah,
a back flip, I think. Humble. I like landed on my back.
Humble
or
brag,
leg.
But same. But could
anybody can. You could I do a, just like lean forward.
Could I do a back flip?
No, you couldn't.
No, I don't think so either.
If I get a little scared, I'm going to hit my face on like the cement. It can go bad. Like the risk reward for a 40-year-old doing a back flip into a pool. Hey, that looked kind of neat. Or I'm dead. So like I'm not doing back flips. But Joe Milton does them in full equipment. He doesn't get enough credit for that.
No. Hoss of the week.
And he's our Hoss of the
week. I mean, we're giving him credit, Keith. We're making him the Hoss of the week.
What brought to you by Wise Snacks. I don't know if they signed up for that or
well,
not.
Well, let me tell you. Sponsorship opportunities are available for the Hoss of the week if you're out there.
Could be anybody.
Yeah. No, it could be. You never know who it's going to be.
Yep.
I mean, it's probably
Dork Podcast.
meant it could be anybody.
Like who the sponsor will be.
I was going to say, it can't really.
The Hoss could be.
The Hoss really couldn't be anybody.
No, it's going to be a big guy.
Yeah,
or big gal.
Like, no offense, Peyton Pritchard's probably not going to be your Hoss of the week.
Never has a chance.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. Xavier Tillman, maybe Hoss of the week if he has a good game.
Kind of that material. Let's see. George in New Hampshire. Hello, George.
Hey, guys. I think Ben Johnson would be a better choice just to get out of the antiquated. I know Kraft. I play for Kraft's kind of way. It's totally out of the box, as you say. And it shows that the Patriots are just trying to change the system. To me, the only trouble I have is I'm not too sure of Wolf and his capability of drafting the right people.
Yeah, no, that's scary.
100%.
Wolf being around is scary.
That's right. I think going outside the comfort zone would be really good for Robert Kraft. Like, would they be willing to do that after all these years? I mean, hell, even going back to, and it ended up being the right hire, but, like, he hired Belichick the first time around because of the time he knew him when Parcells brought him in, you know? And so.
But Pete Carroll, I don't think.
No, that wasn't. That, but then he might look at that and be like, oh, that kind
didn't go well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and right. It's true. It's in his range of outcomes to do it, but it didn't work.
But, yeah, it feels like. What Mike Vrabel would be is a relatively safe hire.
I just think as a general rule of thumb, anybody connected to the Patriots and Bill Belichick, it's probably not going to go well. Mm. It's just probably not going, based on probability. You just base it on stats, analytics. People love to do that in professional sports these days. Base it on analytics. The probability is poor.
But this is also the
anyone
nuance.
Anyone connected to Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Connected. I didn't say coaching tree. Connected.
Got it.
Anyone connected to Bill, it's probably not going to work out.
But would you say Vrabel's time in Tennessee overall good?
Good.
Yeah.
Not great.
No, I know.
Good.
But like if you put him in the tree, you'd be like, he's the best in the tree. I don't have him in the tree.
I do, and I would say he's the best of the tree.
Do you have Kevin O'Connell in the tree?
No.
Do you have Cliff Kingsbury in the tree?
No, those guys were both with Bill for 1 year. Vrabel was there for like 8 years. That's way different.
But never on the staff. I think being a player versus being on the staff is different. Because if there are guys that played in the league... NFL coaches now that are in the league, I wouldn't look back and be like, oh, he played for Coach X only as a player, and so he's like in that guy's tree. I think you it's a different way of looking at the game. I think
just
when you're
to be
on
safe,
the staff.
Stay away from Bill guys.
No, that's fine.
Just
I subscribe to that. Usually
stay away
well.
From your ex players. Stay away from people who played for Bill and or coached under Bill. And the probability is it's going to work out for you.
I get it.
How I would approach it. 617-779-7937. Let's get into Vrabel and how much Vrabel wants the job. Again, whether or not he'd be the right fit. Not only are the Patriots going to interview Ben Johnson, as we found out today, he's also going to accept that interview and go through with it. So what can the Patriots find out there? Other candidate suggestions to replace Jerod Mayo? We'll do all that with your phone calls. 617-779-7937 right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Patriots closed out their season with a 23-16 win over the Bills. After the victory, it was announced that rookie head coach Jerod Mayo has been fired. Mayo and the Patriots finished the season with a record of 14-3. With yesterday's victory, the Patriots went from having the number one pick at this year's draft to number four. According to Bert Breer, the Patriots have put in a request to interview Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson for their head coaching job. Black Monday in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars have fired Doug Peterson. The Giants announced that Brian Daboll will return as New York's head coach. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored a game-high 33 points in the Thunder's 105-92 win over the Celtics in Oklahoma City yesterday. The Seas will wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Denver against the Nuggets. And the Bruins dropped their fourth straight in yesterday's 5-4 overtime loss to the Rangers at the TD Garden. The Bees return to the ice tomorrow night when the Bruins host the Edmonton Oilers. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.